Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by Sam Charlesworth from The Beatniks to discuss their latest single, Another Day, as well as the music video, which I honestly, self-admittedly, have not seen. I'm so sorry, Sam. I thought I'd be able to do it this morning, but time ran away on me.
Yep,
I've had several long chats.
Well, that's all right, because the music video is not actually out just yet.
Oh, true, true.
Lily is still putting the final...
The final touches.
Yeah, the sprinkly sparkle fairy dust on it, and then it'll be out. Hopefully, maybe midday, maybe this evening, but you'll have to just keep an eye on our Instagram or something to really know when it's out in the world.
For sure, for sure. It's good to have you back in the booth. Last time we talked about your last time you were in here on Breakfast, you were talking about Heaven Knows, which really dominated the charts.
I was quite surprised by that.
Quite ridiculous.
It was honestly quite ridiculous. Yeah.
And now we're here to talk about you as part of this collective effort that is the Beatniks, which has been going for 4 years. This new track, Another Day, is ahead of an EP, which is going to be coming out later in the year. Very, very exciting. How have things been for the Beatniks this year?
It's been good. It's crazy to think that it has been 4 years. It makes me feel kind of old. I don't know. It's the most time that I've spent with a group of people making music, which is quite cool, because I've always been very much doing my own solo things and helping other people out and stuff. So it's really cool to kind of be at a point where we're releasing something and have been a big thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the question?
How have things been in 2025?
How have things been? It's been good. There's been a lot of kind of changes. We recorded this whole EP that's going to be coming out last year, out in Port Chalmers with the wonderful Tom Bell.
Chicks and, Hotel, right?
Yep. Yeah. Not Chicks Hotel, actually, at his new place, which he's been calling Seaward Sounds.
Ooh.
Which is kind of, you know, when you get into
Seaward Sounds.
When you get into Port Chalmers, just as you're coming into it, there's the train tracks on the right hand side. Mm. And if you go over those train tracks, the first kind of turn as you get into Port Chalmers,
it's quite steep.
I think it's an old Masonic hall or something, or like a old community hall thing, and it's this beautiful black hall.
I know the one. It's so cool.
You see it as you're coming in.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But it's a really beautiful place, really beautiful space. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to stay in there indefinitely. So if you want to go and record with him, you should go and do it.
ASAP Rocky. Mm.
Because I think it is, he's going to have to move on soon and find a new place. But he's a wonderful, wonderful, incredible, masterful engineer and producer and mixer. And he had his assistant, Rory Hum, from Hot Sauce Club. He helped recording the album as well, which is really, really cool.
Now, I know that you tend to record out in St. Clair near the ocean. Mm. Is that also a trend for Beatniks recordings?
I guess I think just because Dunedin is such
right
a
next to the ocean,
you've got such a beautiful coastline. It's like,
now we're going to rain fairly to record the EP, boys.
We're going straight central,
and I do mean straight, folks. Now, you mentioned that it was recorded last year. I also heard that the song was made overnight. So that's quite on the opposite end of the temporal spectrum.
Yes.
There, what's the deal with that?
I don't know. I guess some things just... I think the recording process, and especially the mixing and mastering process, when you're trying to get it perfect, it takes a lot longer than the time that it would take to write the song, you know? But a lot of songwriting, sometimes with bands, it can take a long time. And this song, although it was very quick, it still kind of... Like, the whole structure and the whole song was kind of like there after one... practice, pretty much. Like, everybody kind of just, you have one of those amazing moments where everyone kind of just gelled and everyone brought something to the song, and really naturally, and we didn't really have to like mess around with it too much. It was all kind of there, and we were just like, wow, that's a thing, it's gonna be a thing.
Lining
and
a
then
bottle.
yeah exactly. And I think I had written like the first couple lines, like here we go, another day, guided by nothing, I panned a smile on my face. Those were the first lines that I kind of had, but I didn't really have any of the rest of the lyrics, and I didn't know really where to go with it. And the practice kind of ended. Everybody was quite tired and over it, and everybody went home and went to bed. And so the lyrics actually took a lot longer than that one practice. Mm. They actually would have been months, honestly, which is quite unusual for the way that I write songs. Usually it is just like in that moment.
I remember you saying that, the whole kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been really interesting writing with the whole band because it's a whole different process because everybody's trying to bring, like everybody's kind of creating at the same time and I'm trying to create my guitar part as well as trying to come up with a melody and lyrics as well. So I think I was very much more focused on my guitar playing and what my guitar was doing to serve the song than I was thinking about what I was wanting to say or what or letting my subconscious come forward to bring those kind of melodies and lyrics. So it was a whole different process than doing it yourself, because when you're by yourself you don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing. You can very much just focus on your own little part that you're trying to come up with.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lily Knowlesy, our Surf Report expert, kind of picked up on that because there's no chorus on the song, really. But she pointed out that the guitar refrain is almost like a second vocalist. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I mean, yeah, it's funny because it is the kind of like refrain or the hook that kind of comes back around. And that line was trademarked by the wonderful Logan Edwards.
Big shout out to old Log the Hog.
Log the Hog.
Love that guy to bits. Yeah. Logan.
But yeah, he came up with that beautiful line. And it's funny because it is very, I don't know, it's a very tasteful melodic line, which I think makes it more singable and more like it is another vocal. Like, it's not like he's doing some wanky, I don't know, pull on, pull off, crazy tapping stuff, or like, you know, trying to play as many notes as he can fit in with that, like those couple bars or whatever. He's very much, I don't know, just playing something that I guess was probably natural to him and kind of just felt like it needed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I want to touch on, I guess, the changes in the band as the EP that's coming out soon was recorded with some different people because there are some new people in the band.
Yeah,
how have you been? How has that been?
Yeah, so there's been kind of a lot of changes. I mean, we've had the same lineup for... Actually, Seth came on. I can't remember when Seth came on, but I think it might have been last year or the year before. Mm. Might have been the year before last year. But, yeah, our incredible drummer Seth, sadly, has left the band this year. And so we've just taken on a new drummer, at least for this tour. And his name's Gregor Rolls.
That's an incredible name.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name, really. And he's a lovely, lovely dude, really, really charismatic. And he's kind of, yeah, he's really enthusiastic and is kind of really keen to get amongst it and yeah, play some shows, which would be cool. But yeah, we recorded the whole EP last year with the kind of main lineup, that's main consistent lineup, which has been Seth Sinclair on the drums, Alex Kendall on the bass, Logan Edwards on the guitar, Oliver Charlesworth on the other guitar, and then myself singing and playing guitar. So yeah, it's really cool. These songs, especially from this EP, are very much, that whole first album that we did, Archetype, were a lot of those songs were kind of compositions that I had written when I was like 15 or 16 and had like made all the parts myself and kind of just brought it to everyone, and they kind of just almost were like session musicians and played the things that I told them to play.
You know? Dance, monkey, dance!
It's the wrong note, Logan!
Christian Bale in the same Terminator. You fucking...
But, yeah, so this the whole EP was really a cool experience because it was everybody bringing their own musicality to it. It wasn't me being the kind of, I don't know, controlling freak who was kind of trying to keep it all, you know, in a certain,
it has to be like this, you know.
It was very much everybody brought their own thing, and if anybody didn't really like it, we would just kind of talk about it and kind of be like, well, this just doesn't feel like it's quite fitting to me, and then we'd be like, oh, well, maybe then we can do this and that. And so it was like very collaborative, which was really cool. Everybody kind of brought their own little piece of themselves to it, which is really beautiful. And I think that's what makes it what it is. And it's going to be... so it sounds very different to the album. But also, I think, in part, because we did record it with Tom Bell as well, and I didn't do the recording process and the mixing process and the mastering process. That was all Tom. So it kind of does sound like a whole new beatniks in a whole new direction and a whole new sound, which is quite cool, I think.
Very exciting. I think Logan showed me a demo of a real shoegazy, like kind of dark track. Yeah.
That's sadly not going to be on the EP. You're going to have to wait a bit longer for that one.
Mate.
But, I love that track. Yeah, we've been messing around with some new songs, new demos. Sadly, with Seth leaving, me and Kendall and Logan were in a bit of a slump, but we were still kind of getting together and having some practices, and we came up with some songs, just the three of us, which has been cool. So we're going to try and start recording those soon, which I think we'll do at my place in St. Clair.
I've got a challenge for the beatniks to not name a song after the first two lines of the song. Big challenge for 2025 and 2026.
We haven't named we really don't have names for the songs on the EP yet, so maybe we should not do that.
You can appoint me the naming officer if need be.
I think that might be the way to go.
do we have a concrete date on when it's going to come out?
I think we actually did. Let's
check the group
chat. Where did I put my phone? Here it is. Let's see what it's on the calendar somewhere. I do believe. So when did we release? We released Another Day last week on the 18th, and
also debuted it in the Octagon.
We did,
which is very, very
that
cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah, far out.
Yeah, I honestly, thank you to everybody that came out. I was not very good at doing promotional stuff for that. It was all very last minute. So I thank everybody that actually came and made it what it was, because it was really cool. I was not expecting that many people to come out. There was like maybe 20, 30, 40 people that came out, which was really, really, really awesome.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
Thank you to everyone that has been supporting us and helping us out. Mm-hmm. But I think the EP at this stage, I might be lying, but it's going to be hopefully the first week or two of September that we get this out. But
exciting. First 2 weeks of September, that's also when voting in the local government election starts.
There you go.
Will you be doing that?
I will. And I will be trying to get my brother into the
Is he running for office?
He's going for it.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, that's what he's told me. But
I think I saw something in the ODT about it. So he's going kind of like parody with it because...
He's. I think he just really wants to try and get a very... I don't know. He really wants to get young people interested and turned on to being... what's it called? Invested into what's actually going on in the council and what's going on around the country at the moment. You know, you need it's good to get young people and involved in that, because it is our futures that it's going to be affecting. So he really wants to kind of get the young people switched on.
Yeah, and into it's very exciting.
The council and the government is all very much something that I feel like they make so mundane and like seem like it's so boring, so that you don't pay attention to what's going on most of the time.
Exactly.
But it's funny because I feel like it's the opposite of what's going on around the world at the moment.
No, completely. One thing I will say, have you tried to read a government publication before?
No.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
Should
why
we pull one up and pull one just up. Bore
Let's
everybody?
Let's just do an annotated. This is the Council for Financial Reporting for 2025, third quarter.
But it's funny, they really do make it as like boring as possible.
It's
so that
very
you don't,
inaccessible.
Like, yeah, it's very inaccessible. And I think he really wants to try and make it as accessible as possible and
as
get people
should.
Invested and interested into voting and knowing what is going on in your city and in your council.
As you should. The one of the like main government things I've read have been Waitangi Tribunal reports because I used to study that at university, and those are very exciting. It's really cool field of governance and politics, but even those are very hard to read.
Yeah,
gosh, they're hard to read. But anyway, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you for coming on, Sam.
Thank you for having me, Zach.
Any final words, my G?
Thank you to everybody that's been supporting and listening to us. We love you very much, and we're going to be playing some shows soon, so keep an eye out for that. But yeah, keep an eye out for the EP. Keep listening to Another Day. We've got the music video coming out this evening.
Very exciting.
Keep supporting your local musicians and music. Come to shows, come to gigs. And
come everywhere.
Come everywhere.
Here's the Beatniks with Another Day. I did not just lure you into that.
day. Guided by nothing, I paint a smile on my face. Blinded by fame, I pick a name.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.